But if in the human form of life he is taught how to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee, this position can be overcome. Wherefore, the word prakriti means material nature, and purusha may also refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one wants to continue his association with prakriti, the female energy of Krishna, who is separated from Krishna, by the illusion that he is able to enjoy Prakriti. He must continue in his conditional life. If he changes his consciousness, however, associates with the Supreme Original Person or with his associates, he can get out of the entanglement of material nature. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Jama Karma Chane Divyami Vinyoga Tattvataha, one must simply understand the Supreme Person, Krishna, in terms of his form, name, activities, and pastimes. This will keep one always in the association of Krishna, Kakadeva, Amkona, Jama Naiti, Mamaiti, Sorjana. Thus, after giving up his gross material body, one accepts not another gross body, but a spiritual body in which to return home back to Godhead. Thus, one ends the tribulation caused by his association with material energy. In summary, the living entity is an eternal servant of God, but he comes to the material world and is bound by material conditions because of a desire to lord it over matter. Liberation means giving up this false consciousness and reviving one's original service to the Lord. This return to one's original life is called mukti, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavata, mukti shipanita rupam svarupena vyavastiti. Translation: since the living entity is associated with material nature, he is in an awkward position. But if in the human form of life he is taught how to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or its devotee, this position can be overcome. So the Yamadutas have been describing the nature of bondage in the material world, which ultimately leads to hellish punishment, etc. And of course they've also indicated certain things by which one can escape that punishment. But more important than simply escaping the punishment of hellish existence is to end material existence completely. Here is described that the jiva, by association with the properties in a position in the material world, and we know that this position is also very difficult to overcome. And of course it's described that the jiva is anadi bahir mukha. So any jiva in this world at this point of time has taken repeated births in the material world throughout the days and nights of Brahma, throughout the life of Brahma and previous Brahmas and previous Brahmas and previous Brahmas. So this indicates the difficulty in stopping rebirth in the material world. So the jiva is stuck in the material world in this condition in association with property. The reason, of course, is the desire of the jiva for enjoyment. And therefore, this means that to give up that desire for enjoyment is most difficult. That is why the jiva is stuck here, because it never gave up that enjoyment. So, but it says here, this can be destroyed, this condition can be destroyed very quickly from association with the Lord. So we have two associations. We have the Sangha with Prakriti and the Sangha with the Lord. By association with Prakriti, we stay in the material world. And it's obvious that once we're in the material world, we always have to associate with Prakriti, so therefore we're stuck here. On the other hand, the Lord is not available all the time. Sometimes he comes as avatar, but usually he's not available for sangha. So it is very difficult to get that association with the Lord, and therefore it is rare for the jivas to get out. If one gets the opportunity, then very quickly one can destroy the relationship with the material energy, in spite of being within the material world, in association with property. If we have association with the Lord, then we can destroy that bondage and karma, etc. So why is this? How is it that the association with the Lord creates an opposite effect? And the reason is that the Lord is in charge of everything. He's in charge of Prakriti. He's in charge of the Jiva. He's in charge of the association of Jiva with the Prakriti in the material world. So it is by the mercy of the Lord that that association with Prakriti can stop. Since he is the ultimate cause of everything. So, unfortunately, we cannot associate directly with the Lord at all times. So, there is some concessions made in association with the Lord. So, of course, we have different means of doing that. The Lord is represented by His Shakti. Of course, material energy is also Shakti. But He has another Shakti, the Sarup Shakti, which is His spiritual energy, which is non-different from the Lord. So even though directly we cannot associate with the Lord, somehow if we can associate with that Shakti, then we can get out of the material world. So, one aspect of that Shakti is Bhakti. Bhakti is part of the Sarup Shakti. Karma and Jnana and Yoga are not part of the Sarup Shakti. But Bhakti is. So this is another form of association with the Lord, direct association. So, though the Lord is not personally present at all times in the material world, if we have association with Bhakti, very good, then we can get out. However, where is Bhakti in the material world? Yeah? So we know that Bhakti resides in the devotees. So it is through the devotees that we get the chance or opportunity for bhakti. So we have the Lord who emanates His bhakti shakti, and this resides within the certain jivas in the material world, the devotees. And then these devotees can bestow this bhakti to others. So this is how we get association with the Lord, through the devotees of the Lord. And this will bring about this destruction of contact with property and rebirth in the material world, etc. Of course, this is all secondary, just as destruction of karmas to great hellish punishment is a secondary result of property. So, destroying material bondage is also a secondary result of bhakti. It is not the primary motive of bhakti, but it is something that happens. Yeah. The main effect of the association with bhakti and the Supreme Lord is increased attraction for the Lord. The jiva is bahirmukha in the material world, turned away from the Lord and turned towards prakriti. Through the process of bhakti, the Lord becomes opposite. Antarmukha, He becomes facing towards the Lord, favorable towards the Lord. So that favorableness towards the Lord increases and increases through the process of bhakti. The more one is inclined to the Lord, the less one is inclined towards prakriti. So that means automatically bondage in the material world is accomplished by establishing a relationship with the Lord. So therefore, the bhakti process automatically destroys the association of karma and, of course, the hellish punishments, etc. More important, it establishes a relationship with the Lord. So, that is the, of course, the recommendation for destroying karmas and hellish punishment do bhakti. But of course it's not the ultimate result. It's one thing that can happen, but it's not the ultimate result. On the other hand, the real result is
service to the Supreme Lord itself. That is the ultimate result of bhakti. So very quickly this will happen, without delay. The reason is that, of course, it is Sarup Shakti of the Lord. Bhakti is Sarup Shakti. And Supreme Lord is attracted to bhakti. He's more attracted to bhakti than anything else. And therefore he's attracted to devotees. So he will do anything for his devotees. So the suffering of the material world is not pleasant for the Lord. And he cannot tolerate this in the devotees, so therefore very quickly he delivers the devotees from the material world compared to others. So it is through the process of bhakti that the Lord himself begins to personally act for the jivas, and therefore it becomes a quick process.
But this process of bhakti is mentioned as many problems in Yuga and other yugas. If you see, we have so many different processes like the yoga, the jnana, to precedence than bhakti. Like if you see, the jnana
is always present. In other words, in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, the ultimate process is bhakti. Whether it is jnana or deity worship or whatever, it's always bhakti. That's the main process. Other processes are permitted, but they are secondary processes, which are indirect, for people who cannot do bhakti.
Other sampradayas, they don't do chanting. They are engaging in other devotional activities. Shall we say it is bhakti?
Huh?
They are engaged in other devotional activities. Shall we say it is bhakti? But they don't do chanting.
If it's other devotional activities, yes, it's bhakti still. They're all types of bhakti. Like in Nectar of the Ocean, we have 64 types of bhakti. It's all bhakti. And of course, Yuga Dharma is one thing, and the others are also bhakti.
Why is that prakriti when that association of bhakti is not changing?
Hmm?
Why is that superior to bhakti?
What?
Prakriti. When the bhakti is present here in the material world, the entire material world should be spiritualized. The prakriti itself should be
spiritualized. Well, to the extent there are devotees, we have bhaktis and the devotees. So the more devotees we have, the less prakriti will affect. It doesn't mean prakriti is destroyed. It never gets destroyed except at pralaya. Even then it's not destroyed. It's eternal. But it has no effect on the devotees.
When we say quick, so we think it's a very relative term. Quick. Because the karma of a person is anadi. This time of so quick means
maybe 5 lifetimes, 10 lifetimes, 20 lifetimes, 30 lifetimes. That's quick. Compared to billions and billions and billions and billions of lifetimes.
Why do we tend to enter the material?
Well, in spite of knowledge, one still has desires. So therefore one has to follow a process. So our process is to develop attraction to Krishna. If we do that, and then the material desires decrease.
How we can understand Newton's Prabhupada calls that we can go in this life in itself?
Well, everything's possible as long as one develops one's bhakti, that's all. But we see great examples of people who took many lifetimes, like Bharat Maharaj, you know, 3 lifetimes. So, it's also there.
Why is it possible for the guru to take the unqualified disciple?
Well, anything is possible. We have Kripa Siddhi. So it's possible. Narada Muni, for instance, and
gave mercy to Murgari the hunter, so in 3 months he got Baba. So you can assume in one lifetime he got out, but that's rare. So sometimes, yes, a powerful devotee can give kripa and the person can get out.
But in case of Murgari also, he attained the stage of Baba and then we expect him to go on to pray.
Yeah.
But I'm saying an unqualified disciple in the sense that he probably has not reached that level.
Well, he has to get to that level somehow, that kripa. In other words, you can't go to the spiritual world in your material body if you're unqualified. If you're unqualified, you can't go to the spiritual world. Somehow he has to become qualified. Like even Putam becomes qualified to go to the spiritual world. Agasura, they get to go to the spiritual world, they have to become qualified. They're qualified by contact with the Lord in that case.
My question was again, because we see Vaishnavas disappearing and then we assume that they have gone back. That is out of respect?
Could be. We don't know.
Yeah. Also we see in examples of Ramanjasaraya Maharaj that just by taking the remnants from his fingers when he washed in the pond, they say that the fishes in the pond, they have seen before and from and they assent to the spiritual world. So they were in the form of profession, so they did not have performed anything to achieve the level of Baba, so they take the form of spiritual form. So how we can understand that?
Krishna's contact with the demons and they get out. So Ramanuja, but incarnation of Shankarshan or something, Shesha, Parishesha, so similar.
First. So in this month, last month, January, Kumar Prabhu and Vasudev Charan Prabhu attended all the Mangala Aartis. So I want to thank them. Please come and...
Thank you!
And Anand Keshav Prabhu. Anand Keshav Prabhu, he missed one Mangala Aarti, but he came for all other Mangala Aartis. And I want to encourage Chandan Prabhu. He started coming newly, so I want to encourage him also. Thank you.
Last one.